Liberians have been gripped by crisis after crisis. A long and brutal civil war shattered the West African country, and now Ebola. But NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has been looking into another far lighter side of life in that country, fashion.
Whether they're wearing traditional African or a Brooks Brothers suit, Liberians make an effort to look good, dressing up or dressing down. Journalist Siata Scott-Johnson says it's ingrained.
In Liberia, there's a slang that says looking good is a business.
Scott-Johnson says the phrase looking good is a business came from a radio ad by a DJ a while back. It caught on. Now all the Liberians we speak to, from the president's aides to the people walking on the streets, talk about
looking good is a business.
That's teacher Sister Dema RSB. She's wearing a curry-coloured, floral, Indian-inspired creation. B says, despite the Ebola outbreak that has again brought post-war Liberia to its knees, people here are stepping out and making an effort, although they may have problems.
Yes, I look good every day. Anytime I come on the street, you gotta look good. A good dress.
Scott Johnson, the journalist, puts it this way.
I mean, we put a lot of money in looking good. Put a lot of money in our appearances. Even if we don't eat, the other of us say, you're not looking in my stomach, you're looking at me. So even if we don't eat, we prefer to look good.
Teacher Dema B tones that down a little, but she says appearance matters, Ebola or no Ebola.
It ain't good to be slappy when you're not dressed. Nobody can recognize you. They will say you're suffering too much. And some of us suffering, but we don't put it on your face. At least make yourself nice.
Student Dao M. Fambule is 23. He aspires to become a fashion designer. The young man is decked out in a local green batik top with a pair of just below the knees African print bottoms. Different fabrics, deliberate mismatch. That's his style.
I feel so happy. I feel so cool. Even when I go home, I will tell my people, my friends, there's an idea. I interact with intelligent people because they look at me like intelligent poison. And you know, when you are looking good, you dress responsible way, people will take you to be responsible poison.
Scott Johnson, the journalist, says Liberia's historical and continuing ties to the U.S. could account for some of the fashion habits here, including casual Friday.
Because almost everything we do in Liberia, somehow, America gives birth to that because of the settlers that came, they brought their ideas. So I think that's where that idea came from, dressing heavy on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then sliding down on Fridays.
But today's Sunday, so there's no sliding, no dressing down. Liberians are dressing up for church. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.